Here we are, back at the water cooler. I'm Leslie Ann with Big Chuck.
Yeah, hi, Leslie Ann. I'm a lot older than you are, and I just wondered if you are at this point yet where you recognize that some of the things that you used to be able to do, you just can't do anymore.
Gee, yes, unfortunately.
You know, there are things that I liked to do when I was younger. Like, I like to go horseback riding. I never had a horse, but yeah. I liked it. Not anymore.
That's definitely on my list, too. Because I used to love it as well, and now it's like, ooh, that's way too painful after you're getting off the horse.
Yeah, and it's too far. My head, once I get 6.5 feet up on a 6.5 feet horse, my head is too far from the rocks. So I don't do that anymore. Yeah. And then when my daughter... Frances got married several years ago in Charleston. I told you, I fell off a bike and I banged up my knee, which still is kind of hurting me, right? And I thought, I can't ride the bike anymore. Is that where I am? And we were looking at pictures in the old days, and you know what I really like to do? And for some reason, being a giant like I am, I was really good at the pogo stick.
Oh, the pogo stick. Yeah.
Even though it looked like John Candy on a pogo stick.
Nice.
When I got on it.
I can only imagine.
But I could power that thing around.
I bet you could.
How about you?
I didn't have a pogo stick, but I think we had them in gym class or some such place. So I have done the pogo stick. Was I good at it? Not so much. But you know what I was good at? I made homemade stilts.
I could do stilts.
I did stilt walking because I was really bored out in the country. So I had to come up with stuff to do.
They weren't that hard. They were great.
Yeah, they were fun.
Once you got up on it.
Yeah.
Which was always tricky for me.
That was the tricky part.
But once you got up on it, I could do stilts.
If you could do pogo, you could definitely do stilts.
When was the last time you saw a kid on stilts?
Never. I've never seen it.
When was the last time your kids played with stilts?
I don't think they ever have, although maybe they did in gym class, because I did see my son do the pogo stick in gym class
when he was
in elementary school.
In gym class. Pogo sticks.
He loved it. He thought it was the best thing.
Once I got bouncing, a lot of it was inertia. A lot of it was just gravity. I couldn't stop until I fell. I mean, I could bounce all afternoon on a pogo and love it.
It was great.
And walk it. I could walk it and go backwards. And
right.
I love that. How about, I'll bet you were good at a hula hoop.
I was horrible at the hula hoop. In fact,
why?
I didn't master hula hooping until I was an adult.
Why?
I have no idea.
You have the body for it.
I think because my hips got bigger.
The youth for it. You're physically.
I had no hips when I was a kid. So I think it was I wasn't quite getting the right movement. Yeah. There is a trick to it. There definitely is.
But then as an adult.
I couldn't keep the hula hoop up, and then I figured it out.
Because you have hips. I mean, I have hips. I just can't find them. I haven't found my hips since the 70s, but I know that I have hips. And so I used to be able to put it on there, and sometimes at a wedding reception, let's hula hoop. At the old sock hops, we used to bring out the hula hoops. And I used to think, boy, I can do that. And I can't. I can't.
How about roller skating?
I can't.
Yeah. I can still roller skate, but I'm a little clunky at it.
I always come out of there hurting.
Yeah. Oh,
definitely. I used to do it when my kids were little. I would love to do it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do the turn. I mean, I couldn't do a rounded turn.
Yeah.
So I'd go right into the wall, right into the wall, right into the wall.
How about shoot the duck? Could you do that move where you go down and you stick your leg out?
Oh, Leslie, please.
I could do it, but I couldn't get back up.
Please. No. Once I was on skates, it was just somebody gave me a gentle push from the back, and then 4 hours later, I'd slam into a wall, and I'd be done. But I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
After I went to Francis's wedding, and we all rode motorbikes around Charleston, or Savannah.
See, that's fun.
Yeah, it was fun until I hit a rut, and I fell off it, and I ripped my pants, and blood's coming out, and the bike is broken.
Yeah.
And I thought, all the way home on the plane, I thought, that's the end of an era.
That's it.
No more stilts. No more hula hoops for Big Chuck. No more pogo sticks. I love the pogo. But no, now it's all about stay safe.
You're getting
old. All right, Leslie, let's go back to work.
Back to work.